So let's review. The Mishnah continues to discuss Ritzach. Kavash alav l'techa mayim or l'techa ur ve'in yochal lalas misham umeis chayiv. If the victim was already underwater or in a fire, and the Ritzach held them down to the point that the victim could not come out and he died, the Ritzach is chayiv, even though he did not actually throw the victim inside, because the pasuk states, oy ve'eva hiko biyada v'yamas Ritzach hi mois yumas Ritzach. The superfluous word oy teaches l'rabbis esam et samsam. One who holds someone down in a dangerous area so that he could not come out is considered like he actually killed him. However, if the Ritzach did throw the victim into the water or fire, but he was able to come out and he remained inside and died, the Ritzach is pater because, as Rashi explains, le'ovid shir misa, his act did not accomplish the misa since the victim could come out. The Gemara proceeds with an incident. A person held out another person's animal in the sun and the animal died from the heat. Ravina mechayev, Ravacha barav pater. The Gemara explains, Ravina holds that the mitzamtzim is liable to pay based on the kabochemer. Umar ritzach shulei yasa bay shegi kemezid vaynis keratzin, chayiv bay some mitzamtzim. If for ritzicha that is killed, lenient in that if it was not intentional one is potter, and nevertheless he is chayiv for mitzamtzim, nizakin shas ben shegi kemezid vaynis keratzin, ain't it in shechayiv ben as mitzamtzim? Then for nizakin that is chamer, stringent in that even if it was not intentional one is chayiv, certainly he is chayiv for mitzamtzim. While Ravacha holds the mitzamtzim is not liable to pay because the pasuk of Oy Be'eva concludes with Mois Yumas Hamaka Reitzeachu. The exclusive word who comes to minimize. But Reitzeachu dechayv la mitzamtzim, but Nizakin lechayv la mitzamtzim. One only regarding Reitzeach, he is chayv from mitzamtzim. But regarding Nizakin, he is potter from mitzamtzim because, as Rashi explains, Grama ba'almuhu deshim shekatle. It's the son that killed the animal and the person is not liable for damage that he caused indirectly. The Gemara proceeds with several applications of the halacha of mitzamtzim chayiv. Amar Rava, kaftoi v'meis b'rav pater, if the Ritzach tied up his victim who then died from hunger, he's not liable for his death. And this is not considered mitzamtzim because, as Rashi explains, the b'shosha kafsa inkan davar hariga v'harav b'me'el b'lachar zman. At the time of his act of tying him up, the cause of death, the hunger, did not exist and only came later. Therefore, he's considered merely a ger. However, regarding mitzamtzim b'mayim u'b'ur ha'harig mezuman, at the time of his act, the cause of death, the water or fire, did exist. Therefore, he is considered an actual Ritzach. Similarly, kafte bechama umeis betzina v'meis chayef. If the Ritzach tied up his victim in a place that was hot or cold, and he died from the heat or cold, the Ritzach is liable for his death because this is considered like a mitzamtzim since haharig mezumen. At the time of his act, the cause of death, the water and fire, did exist. However, seif chama lovei seif tzina lovei pater. If at the time he was tied, the place was not yet hot or cold, but eventually it would become hot or cold, the Ritzach is not liable for his death because b'shosha kafse inkan dvahariga. At the time of his act, the cause of death, the heat or cold, did not exist. V'amarav, kafte lefnei ari pater. If the Ritzach tied up his victim before a lion and the lion killed him, he's not liable for his death because, as Rashi explains, de'inami lahayu kafes lahayu yochel lahatz la'atzmim in ari. Even if the victim had not been tied, he could not save himself from the lion. However, lefnei yitush and chayev, if the Ritzach tied up his victim before a swarm of insects and they attacked and killed him, he's liable for his death because de'i loy hayu kafes hayochel lahatz la'atzmai. Had the person not been tied, he could have saved himself from the insects, and since it was hayrig mezumen, he's considered a mitzamtzim. Ravashi disagrees and says, afil lefnei yitush and nami pater, even if he was tied before insects, he's not liable for this death because hani asli b'hani asu. Perhaps the original insects did not kill him, but rather they left and others came and killed him. Therefore, it was not harig mezuman, and he's not a mitzamtzim. Itmar kafel of gigis, if the Ritzach covered his victim with a tub, and he died from the foul air, or paral of maziva, he uncovered the roof, and the victim who was asleep died from the cold air. There's a machlekes rav of Reb Zeira chadam achayev chadam apater. And the Gemara proves that Rava holds he is pater because this is like the case of kafta v'meis b'rav, in which ha'harig bo la'achar zman, the buildup of hevel only came afterward, or Reb Zeira holds he is chayiv because maschil havla b'shaite, the hevel starts to build up immediately. However, Reb Zeira does agree in the case of ha'iman de'aile l'char b'veise de'shisha, v'adlik le'shrag o'meis chayiv. If the Ritzach brought his victim into a sealed room and he also lit a candle to increase the hevel, he is chayiv. However, ha'lo adlik le'shraga, Potter. If the Ritzach did not light a candle, he's potter, even though hevel comes from his breathing, because b'loy shrogo le maschal hav le b'shaite. The hevel from breath does not begin to build up immediately. The Gemara proceeds with four halachas in the name of Rava that are alluded in Simon Sulam Treis Simonim B'Kaisel. Sulam, Amar Rava, Dachfei Labar B'Sulam B'Bar, If the Ritzeich pushed his victim into a pit that had a ladder, and then the Ritzeich or another person removed the ladder, and as a result the victim died, the Ritzeich is not liable for his death, because since at the time of the Ritzeich's act, the victim could come out of the pit. The Ritzeich is not considered a mitzamtzim, and the removal of the ladder was merely a grumma. Tris, similarly, zarek ches v'tris b'yadu. If the Ritzeich shot an arrow toward his victim, who held a shield, and in the interim the Ritzeich or another person took away the shield and the arrow killed the victim, the Ritzeich is not liable because since at the time of the Ritzeich's act the victim could protect himself from the arrow, the Ritzeich is not considered a mitzamtzim, and the removal of the shield was merely a grama. Similarly, zark b'chetz b'samanim b'yadai, uvachu pizron, v'filahu kodim pizron pater. If the Ritzeich shot an arrow toward his victim who held medicine, and in the interim the Ritzeich or another person scattered the medicine, and the victim died from the wound, the Ritzeich is not liable because the be'idna d'shad d'be yochelis rapis hava. Since at the time of the Ritzeich's act the victim could heal himself, the Ritzeich is not considered a mitzamtzim, and the removal of the medicine was merely a grama. Rav Ashi adds, hilkach afilu samanim b'shuk pater. Even if the victim was not actually holding medicine, but he was able to obtain medicine in the market, the Ritzeich is pater, because the be'idna d'shad d'be yochelis rapis hava. Rav Ashi also rules that in the case of Nizdamnu le'samanim pater, if at the time of Zrika the victim did not have medicine, but he later obtained medicine, but he did not use it and he died, the Ritzeich is still pater because of Reyotzim Bezin Zakai. Since the victim could save himself, Bezin theoretically used this as a defense for the Ritzeich. Bekaisel. Vamar Rav Azarg Tzrar Bekaisel v'chazrol achayre b'harga chayef. If the Ritzeich intentionally threw a rock with force against the wall so that it bounces back to kill someone, he's liable because the Rashi explains, Hanami koichehu. It's considered his force that caused the rock to bounce back and hit the victim. Amar Papa, Haiman de kafte lechavre, va'ashkel aleo bitke de maya, giri de dehu umechayef. If the Ritzeich tied up his victim near a body of water that was being held back by a wall, and he opened the gate so that the water came down upon the victim and he drowned, he is liable because the water is considered as if he shot an arrow, as the Gemara explains, he's chayev only if he put the victim close by so that the water reaches him immediately. If he put the victim in the distance and the water only reached him later, he's pater because the water is not considered giri didei and he was merely a gar. This is Rashi's pshat. Other mefarshim explain, koyach rishon are the first waters that come immediately when they opened it up. Koyach sheni are the secondary waters which come later as the water continues to flow. Vamar Rav Papa, zarek tzror lamal v'holchel etzdadin v'harga chayev. If a person threw a rock up in the air and it came down further to the side and killed someone, he's liable. Mishum de koyachu. His force caused the rock to go sideways and hit the victim.